So as a matter of fact, this is not the first time I've had a Mother's Day on a major feast day. So what is the connection between Ascension Sunday and Mother's Day? The answer is not all that much. I will do my best, but it's a bit of a tangential connection at best. So just to stick with the Ascension specifically for a moment or two, you know, the most significant thing I have to give you is what I spoke about at length this time last year at the Ascension. Pope Benedict, in his book, Jesus of Nazareth, if you haven't gotten that series yet, by the way, you should get that. That is a worthy use of your time. It is expertly written. Pope Benedict correctly and concisely explains in that book that ascension is when Jesus ascends and returns to the Father, but still remains with his disciples, with his church. It is goodbye and not goodbye. During that time shortly before the ascension, Jesus is essentially, he's saying goodbye to his disciples, but at the same time, he's telling them that they don't really have to say goodbye ever. When the disciples heard that, they were confused, which is perfectly fair. That's kind of a weird thing to hear the first time. But when the ascension actually happened, the disciples went out into the world joyfully. They rejoiced at the ascension because they got it. They understood that Jesus would remain with us all forever, albeit in a new and unique way. That's my short version of the ascension. Let's get back to Mother's Day. Moms are big deals. You all know that. And I know that you know about the big stuff. Giving birth, taking care of you when you're sick, teaching you when you're young, and explaining that your father really isn't as clever as he thinks he is. I don't know, that's just my household, I don't know. But it's mom stuff, right? It's mom stuff. And I call them momisms. Momisms are things that moms do. There are some momisms that we outgrow. Case in point, making your bed. Moms make beds. At this point in my life, I believe it's purely instinct. You know, like birds fly, fish swim, moms make beds. They can't help it. But you all know that your mom isn't going to make your bed forever. It is a momism you outgrow, and that's fine. It's better than fine, it's good. That's the way it should be. Your mom should not make your bed forever. Another momism, cutting your sandwiches. Now, I know you're going to feel a little superstitious, but I'm going to ask you all the same. Could you please raise your hands if you really believe that your sandwich tastes better when your mom cuts it into triangles? All right, you guys did a little bit better than 8 o'clock mass, but there's a whole lot of sandwich heretics in this room. For those of you that didn't raise your hands, I am sorry that you don't understand that triangles are just a more delicious shape. It's like how red cars go faster, therefore red is the fastest color. It's just a fact. But seriously, that's a momism that you outgrow. Your mom will not cut your sandwiches forever. But there are momisms, there are influences from your mother that will not be outgrown. You know, for my mom, I have most certainly inherited her fiery sense of justice. Okay, that was definitely a momism for me growing up. My mom and I are the sorts of people that have a very difficult time ignoring wrongdoing. When something unjust happens nearby, we're the sorts of people that would act on that a little more frequently than your average person. It gets us into trouble sometimes. But if I had the ability to cut that out of my personality, I would not do it. I fully believe that is a gift from God by way of my mother, and it is not something I intend to outgrow. We shouldn't forget grandmas. Grandmas are definitely a part of Mother's Day. The grandma-ism that I inherited, I definitely inherited my grandmother's sense of wonder and awe. So wonder and awe, for those of you that are a little rusty on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that's reverence, joy, and appreciation for God's presence around us. It applies equally to nature, the creativity of the human mind, the glory of liturgy. All that counts as reverence and wonder and awe. So sometimes what I try to do to explain this is, my grandfather was the religious one, and my grandmother was the spiritual one. So they were both religious, they were both spiritual. My grandfather had that religion thing down. He went to daily mass every day. He went to confession very frequently. He belonged to Opus Dei. He had the religion down. His gift of the Holy Spirit was piety, certainly. My grandma's gift of the Holy Spirit was wonder and awe. She could not get enough of being in nature. And the grandma-ism that we all had growing up is we could count on grandma being in the garden above all other things, but not only that, that she would be in the garden with the Holy Spirit. She didn't go to Mass as often as my grandfather. I assume she didn't go to confession as often as my grandfather. That's no slam against her. That's a very difficult record to beat. But my grandmother had this intense and powerful love for God, and she lived out that love in her own unique way. In that way, I am way more like my grandma than my grandfather. It's a grandma-ism, and it's something you don't outgrow. And finally, I believe that we would be remiss not to mention godmothers. Godmothers absolutely have a stake in Mother's Day. So for those of you that came here looking for a homework assignment, I assume there are one or two of you, here's what I have to offer today. Chances are you're going to see your mother today if it's within your power to do so. I offer to you this little tidbit of homework. Call your godmother. She worries about you. Call your godmother, because whether you realize it or not, she has been walking with you on your journey of faith. Okay? That is true. That is a godmotherism. Godmothers walk with their godchilds in faith. Everything here that's been mentioned is a momism. Stuff that moms do, stuff that moms leave us. Some things you're gonna outgrow. You know, even if I make a grilled cheese sandwich with American cheese, butter, and garlic salt and cut it into triangles myself, it's just not the same. That is a part of my childhood that you just gotta say goodbye to. Not unlike the way the disciples had to say goodbye to Jesus when his earthly ministry came to an end. That was a chapter of Jesus' life that had to come to a close. But just so, there are mom-isms that you don't outgrow. There are influences from your mother that will remain with you forever. Just like Jesus will remain with his disciples, his church, and all of us forever. And I'll bet you anything that those momisms that remain are somehow related to the theological virtues of faith, hope, or love.